Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you ever again stop your worship to sing a song. Don't you ever again stop your worship to sing a song. Come on, come on, come on. I need you to lift up your voice right now. Oh, what's created just to give you all holy? Yes, what's created just to worship and adore thee? You are the Son of Living God, Savior of the world, and I was created just to give you all glory.
Prophet Lisa.
Uh-huh.
They You ready? You ready?
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. I thought you were going to play another
okay,
song.
There you go. My bad. I was just, that song just had me in a place, I and I didn't unmute.
I got it. You ready, Pastor Easton, me to come on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hey, I thought you were going to play another song. I was enjoying it, too. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, on tonight. Amen. We're excited. I was into the song, too. I was hoping he's going to play another worship song like he used to. But anyway, amen. We just want to thank God for another opportunity that he have allowed us to come together on tonight. Amen. I don't know about no one else, but I am so excited just to see what God has in store for the peoples on tonight. Amen. So we just want to praise God just for one more opportunity, amen, just to be among the living and not among the dead on tonight, amen. We know God has been good to us, amen. He has kept us another night, and Father God, we just want to say we thank you. We Shabbat your name on tonight, hallelujah. We glorify your name on tonight. Let's go into a quick prayer, and we're going to get into the word, amen. Uh-oh, hold on. Something happened. What happened?
Hello? Nothing happened, Prophet. You still have you still clear.
Okay, I want to make sure I heard the phone ringing. Okay.
No, I was calling somebody in. Just go forward.
Okay, I got you, Cal. Let's go into a quick prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and yes, we come before the throne of grace on tonight. Father God, we come to say, Lord, we thank you on tonight. If we had 10,000 tongues, hallelujah, it just wouldn't be enough tonight. We shall bow your name. We praise you. We glorify your name. Father God, you say prophecy shall be seized. But you said your word shall remain in us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that knowing that we are in our due season. Tonight, Father God, I ask you to help your way on this line. Move Lisa all the way out the way. Father God, you get the glory, the honor on tonight. Open up your people's ears, their spirit, their heart, that they might be able to receive whatever the Father speak unto me. I'm just a vessel. And God, I give you praise and glory and honor. Honor in Jesus' name we pray, amen. I do give honor to the Most High God tonight, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I give honor to our Pastor E. He is the host, amen. We do thank God for him, a man after God's own heart, a man that loves supporting the women in the gospel's a blessing. Because you know, we got some men don't believe in women's preaching, so we thank God that Pastor E. He really encourage us. He check on us, make sure that we read it. So you should always give honor to what honor is due. Amen. You need to give people say flowers now. Don't wait till they're in the grave that you give them a flower. So the Bible says give honor what honor is due. Amen. Tonight, we're going to go to the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, and talking about a time to every purpose. Amen. There is a season for everything. Is this your season? Woo! There is a season for everything. Is this your season? Come on, somebody. Can't nobody tell you it's your season. Can't nobody tell you it's your time. They can tell you, but you should know for yourself if this is your season. Come on, somebody. We all can say this is our season, but if we ain't careful, you're going to miss your season. And say, tell me how. You get out of your place. You get out of position. Come on, somebody. Connect to the wrong people. Come on, somebody. In the book of James, it said, don't be a busybody. Don't be a talebearer. Don't be in everybody else's affair. Come on, somebody. You got to know that you know if this is your season, you better be very, very careful. who you connect yourself with. Come on, somebody. Who you allow to whisper in your ear gates. Come on. The Bible says, God, you're anointed. Come on. You got to be careful in this season because you will miss your season quickly. If you get out of place, out of position, if you disconnect, reconnect. Come on, somebody. In 2020, God, you're going to disconnect. God's going to reconnect. So tonight, we're going to go into the Word of God. Ecclesiastes up the third chapter, 1 through 9. Let's see what the Word is saying tonight. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. To everything, there is a season. Right now, we in the month of April. That means fall. Amen. We have four seasons. Fall, winter, summer, and spring. So right now, where are you at in your season? Come on, somebody. We done went through December, January, February, March. We're in the month of April. You should be already in a whole new dimension in the kingdom of God. The Bible says we go from growth to growth, face to face, level to level. How long are you going to stay in the same level? Come on, somebody. You should know, is this your season? Your season for promotion, season for elevation, come on, season for growth. You got to know that you know this is your season. Ha, my God of Zion. Can't nobody tell me it's my season. I know it's my season. So how I'm going to get what God has for me, I got to stay connected to the true land. I got to stay connected to God. If I disconnect myself to God, come on, somebody. If I get out of place, out of position, I miss my season. Woo, my God. You got to stay in place, stay in position. I don't care what it seems like. I don't care what it look like. The Bible says, who reports shall you believe? Oh, glory to God. I believe the report of the Lord. Come on, somebody. He said, everything going down but his word. Amen, somebody. Verse 2 says, a time to be born and a time to be born and a time to die and a time to plant and a time to blow up that which was planted. A time to be born. Come on. We know we were born through our mother, but we should be reborn through the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Once you get reborn again, everything is new. Come on. Your mind is supposed to be shifted. Your heart is supposed to be clear, purged, because he said there's a time for everything. Come on, somebody. A time to die. Oh, my God. It ain't about us. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but all your way. If you acknowledge him, he's going to direct your path. The word of the Lord says, unless they see go into the ground, oh, my God. Unless not see go into the ground and die, it cannot perform a harvest. Tonight, we need to die. God can't use a lie in the body. You got to say, Lord, I die to my own self. Lord, I die to my thinking. Lord, I die to this. I die to this. You know tonight what's in you need to die. Come on, somebody. We got to die so Jesus Christ can live in us. He said, listen, see, go to the ground and die. Come on, somebody. Tonight, we all are seed. Ha! Huh? Ooh, my. We are seeds. A time to plant. Ooh. How many tonight you got to be real? How many have been planted? What kind of seeds you been planting? Huh? Ooh, the Bible said one water, one plant, God get an increase. What have you been planted all the way from December to April? Think about it. You're supposed to be planting good seeds so you can receive a great harvest. What have you been planting? What seed have you put into the ground? Come on, in 2020, and you're going outside, you begin to see that little seed begin to come up out the ground. Have you been watering it? Have you been fertilizing? Have you been praying over it? Have you been prophesying? You can speak to your plant, command it to grow. What kind of season are you in right now? There's four seasons in the whole year. You should know. In the month of spring is my month. In the month of summer is my month. The month of winter is my month. Come on. You should know it's my season. And how you going to know it's your season if you're telling everybody what God done told you. Some of us need to be close your mouth. We talking too much. That's why you have not got what God gave for you. You've been sharing it with the wrong person. Come on, we got some vision killer, some greed killer. We got some hate. We got some jealousy. We got some envy. We got some scribes. We got some backbiters. We got some scribes. We got envy among us in the body of Christ. The Bible say, know them that labor among you in the gospel. How you going to get to know me if you don't spend no time with me? How you going to get to know me if you don't talk with me? If you don't call me the foster sister, let's pray together. I just called to encourage you. How you going to get to know me? The Bible said, know them. Labor. That means I'm going to labor with your sister. I'm going to labor with your brother. Come on. I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to labor with you till you get your breakthrough, till you get your miracle. We got to learn how to endure. The Bible said the rain not given to the swift or the strong, but the one that's going to endure unto the end. Ooh, what season are you in right now? Who are you in your right season? Are you in your due season? Is this your season to prosper? Come on. I got a seed in the ground. Okay. Well, when you put your seed in the ground, did you prophesy? Did you speak into the airway? Did you command that your seed to return a harvest? Don't just put a seed in an oven. You better name your seed. Come on, somebody. Right now, our seed is floating in the air because we did not name our seed. We did not tell the seed what to do. So the seed just out there. But you got to know. Is this your season? Mm-hmm. Is this your season right now? Is this is your due season? Are you in a place of overflow? Are you in a place of prosperity? Are you in a place with the abundance? Oh, my God. Ephesians 3:29 Now I say, who is able to do exceeding abundant all we can think of as according to the power? What kind of power in you? What kind of power in you? When you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power from on high. That means I can speak to the mouth. Come on, somebody. I can speak to the devil, speak to the enemy, speak to the wind, speak to the water, speak to the Jezebel, and I can command the Jezebel, shut your mouth. The Bible says, suffer not a witch to live. Oh, my God. My God, my God, my God, after the power of the Holy Ghost. Verse 3 said, a time to kill. Now, don't kill me with your mouth. Don't you tell me you love me. Don't tell me you got my back and you're killing me. Behind my back, you stabbing me. Stop saying iron sharpening iron. You know you ain't sharpening nobody's iron for real. Come on. Iron sharpening iron means that you ain't going to let nobody talk about me, talk about you. Come on. You're going to say, hold up, sister, brother. Let's pray. Come on. Let's see what the Holy Ghost has to say concerning this situation. A time to kill. A time to heal. Ooh, a time to heal. Stop telling everybody you should be grown up. You should be mature. Everybody is not what everybody is. Come on, somebody. Somebody is still in hot dog. You in Tabernacle. You in real by faith, but they still in hot dog. The Bible says a time to heal. Every purpose, there's a time for everything. Come on, somebody. If you cut yourself on the arm, it ain't going to heal overnight. It's a process. It's going to heal quickly if you put you some antibodies on them, put you some cocoa butter on them. Cocoa butter will not leave a scar on your arm. Come on, somebody. You better know that you know that you know that the Bible says a time to heal. Come on, somebody. Don't tell me, get up, girl. You're going to be okay. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I had to go through. Come on, somebody. You need to be praying with me that God will heal me. Don't say it's okay. Come on. Baby, pain hurt. Pain hurt deeply. Come on, somebody. If you ain't never been hurt before, how you gonna tell me how to get over that man when that man broke my heart? Come on. That woman broke my heart. Come on. Broken promise. threatening me. Lay hands on me. Come on. Woo. Lay your head. Lay hands on me. Put all on me. Come on. Until I heal. Come on. Can you come on? Can you cover me until I recover? Woo! Can you cover me until I recover? Everybody cannot cover you. Don't you intend by to cover you, baby? You better know that you know. You better don't tell anybody to cover you. You better know they fruits. You better know the spirit that be covering you with the wrong covering. You be worse off than you want. Come on, somebody. Woo, a time to heal, a time to break down. If we break down, we need to humble on ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Break down. I'm going to break through. No, I ain't going to break down. I'm going to break through. This right here. Come on. This too shall pass. Come on. The Bible said he told Peter, Peter, after you have suffered a little while, woo, he said, I'm going to establish you. You're going to reign with me. I'm going to perfect you. But you got to go through some suffering. See, we don't want to suffer for anything. You got to suffer in it just like Jesus told Peter. Come on. The Hebrew boys in the fire, friend. Paul and Saul suffered. Come on. Joseph got thrown in prison on a lie. Come on. But Joseph had to go to prison because God had said, Joseph, you're going to be up with this. You're going to be up with that. See, that was a season for Joseph to get thrown in prison on a lie. But it was necessary that Joseph went to prison. Ain't time to build up. When the last time you built somebody up? When the last time you encouraged somebody? When the last time you motivated them? When the last time you build up? Do you build them up? Do you tear them down? Think about that for just 1 minute. When the last time you build up? Think about that. I want to soak in just for a little second. Think about it. Ooh, my God, my God. We're supposed to be kingdom-minded women, men of God. Kingdom-minded peoples, we build peoples up. We do not tear nobody down. We do not talk about our sister and brother. Come on. If you can't say nothing at all, shut your mouth quickly. Because you don't ever know. My master build you up. Be careful who you're pointing one finger to, because somebody be pointing all nine at you. So be careful. Ooh, you better be careful, people. God, I'm telling you right now. Come on, somebody. Verse 4 says, a time to weep. I will be like the prophet Jeremiah. I ready to come before God and just begin to weep and cry. Come on. See, the Bible says, and that's wrong with a man crying. See, people, when a man cries, let that man cry. See, weeping is a point of cleansing, point of purging, a point of healing. Sometimes I ready to come before Lord, just weep before him. He already know what I'm weeping for. But don't worry about your tears. Let your tears run down your cheek. People, you know, this one thing I don't understand. People get in crying, they run in a tissue box. I want to tell somebody, put the tissue down. Let the man, let the woman cry. They releasing. We need to learn how to stop running in to clean that tissue. Let the person cry. It's going to be okay. But that's a tradition. But I tell her, leave them alone. Let them cry. They're going to be okay. If they got the snot, I'll wipe the snot. Come on. They coughing up, I'm going to wipe it up. All I want them to do is get what they got to get for them. A time to weep, a time to laugh. When the last time you laughed? When the last time you said, girl, you got it going on. Girl, you know you look good. So you should tell yourself every day, ooh, I look good. For my age, I got it going on. You should laugh. It's good for you. We need to learn how to sit to him. People say, Christian folk, church folk, you got to learn how to balance out your life. You got to have a life beside church. Learn how to laugh. Let your hair down. Come on. Laughter is good for the soul. We don't know how to do that now. Because you so don't. The Bible says if you so holy than that, tell God to come on down here and take you on to heaven. Because you are no earthly good. A time to mourn. a time to mourn. Check it out. He said a time to mourn. He's not saying you're going to keep mourning for years and years and years. Come on. How long are you going to keep mourning? That man going on, the woman going on, yeah, they hurt you. Yeah, they left you. Come on. Yeah, they did false promises, false dreams. They took your money. Come on. Took your car. They used. So what? Get over it. You almost been hurt. You almost been abused. We all been through that. How long are you going to mourn? Mama told me if I spill milk, get you a paper towel, get you a piece of tissue, and get the milk up. I wasted milk on the floor. That's my last milk. Okay, go buy some more milk. You going to cry over spilled milk? For what? That ain't this. A time to dance. See? A time to dance. You should be at home, honey, put you some music on and practice dancing. Single women, single men, we should put the fruits on our house. Say, you know what? I'm going to learn how to dance. My husband come, my wife come. I'm going to practice how to dance. Come on. There's nothing wrong with that. Learn how to have a life. Balance your life out. We all in ministry. We all women and men of God, but you still got to balance it out. Can I get an amen? Verse 5 say, a time to cast away stone. A time to gather stone. Together. Together. Meaning, if the Bible says a time to cast away stone, okay, we're going to cast some stones away for a while, for a season. Now we're going to go back, we're going to gather the stone together. I can't go one way, you go one way. The word of God says together. We're going to go out there, we're going to go gather the stones. And I'm going to treat you right, you treat me right, okay? Let's be real. We ain't going to be selfish, we ain't going to be greedy. A time to embrace. Oh, my gosh. When the last time you embrace somebody and told them you love them? When the last time you embrace yourself? When the last time you embrace Jesus? Say, Jesus, tonight, in the morning, I just want to embrace you. I just want to hold you. I just want to lay in your foot. Don't you know if you embrace Jesus, right, he'll embrace you. But I love to be embraced. People on my job, we're not running the coronavirus that people was hugging. But you know, we still want to embrace people. If we say we cover under the blood of Jesus, if we got the whole arm of God, don't come on somebody. We don't have to fear Corona's 19 because Bible said he has not given them a spirit of fear, but a love. Power and a sound mind. Perfect love casts out all fear. What are you fearing for? You say you got the Holy Ghost. Come on. You say you're saved. Oh, I'm saved. I baptized, talking, feet stoned. Okay, but why are you fearing coronavirus? I think we do use wisdom. We do for the wear mask. Wash our hands. Amen. If you're going to a workplace, plead the blood. Apply the blood, put the whole armor of God on, and be careful. Come on, somebody, because we work around unsafe, ungodly people. But the Bible says we live in the world, but we don't do as the world do. You don't have to be afraid to embrace Jesus. If I'm married to a man, if he ain't embracing me, I'm going to ask him what's wrong with him. Come on. I shouldn't have asked you to give me a hug. Shouldn't have asked him to walk through the door. You should be meeting me at the door. Come out to my car. Open up my car door. Embrace me before I get inside the house. Let me know, baby, I miss you. When did you get home? See, people don't know how to love. They don't really know how to love each other because if they haven't been taught, they don't know. But I thank God the Holy Ghost, he taught me how to love, how to embrace each other. A time to refrain. Woo. A time to refrain. There's going to come a time when you got to spend time with God alone. How you going to know it's your season if you're not spending no quality, no intimate time with Jesus? How you going to know, God, you told me to do this and do this. How you going to know it's your season if you're not spending that intimate time to reframe, okay? Today, no phone call, no text message, no Facebook, no email, nothing. I have to reframe myself from my family, from everybody. I got to go in the upper room. I got to hear from Jesus. It's necessary that I get into the presence of the Most High God. That means I have to reframe. Now, if you're married, you didn't let your spouse know, baby, tonight I'm going in, and I'm not trying to be funny, but I have to get permission from my husband, my wife, before I do this. But you know, I need to refrain from you. So are you going to be okay? Okay, did you go in? But when you come out, you should have something. You should be hearing from God. Because that means you don't shed everything out, everything blocked out. It's nothing but you and Jesus, one-on-one time. Come on, somebody. When the last time you reframed from gospel, backbiting, all this stuff, when is the last time that you got into the presence of the Most High God? Hallelujah. When is the last time that you say, God, I got the real frame for myself? Sometimes we can be a big hint to our own self. We got to stop giving the devil too much credit. So we got to say, Lord, I need to reframe for some things. I realize, even on my job, I got a certain conversation I shouldn't have got in. That means it's time to reframe for a certain kind of thing. So we need to be careful about how carry ourselves around certain people. Because people are watching us every day, I promise you. Today I was tired at work. And this young lady said, Miss Lisa, what's wrong? She said, you ain't smiling. I said, babe, I'm just tired. But see, people watch you. They know that I'm always smiling, always got anything to say. But today, just one of them days. So I have learned, if I'm tired, I ain't going to say nothing because I already know I'm tired. I don't want to say the wrong thing. So to embrace is to be far from. To be far from. Get away. Get away. Get away from peoples. And go in and just say, me and Jesus. Verse 6 says, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to get, time to get closer to God. A time to get in my word. A time to get praying more. A time to fast more. A time to seek God more. A time to lay on my face. Come on, naked and not ashamed. It's a time to lose. It's time for me to let some people go that I've been lying to be in my life. It's time to lose them. It's time to cut them loose. I love them, but God say, baby, if you ain't going to where I'm going, I got to cut you loose. Because right now, I cannot afford for you to lie in the my moving up. So I got to cut you loose. Come on, somebody. Talk about me if you want to. But you don't understand all the hell I went through
right
to
there,
get
five.
Where I'm at right now. So I'm going to lose you. And I'm going to disconnect. I'm going to delete you. Whatever it takes, I got to get in the presence of the Most High. Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, huh? So you got to be so determined. I'm going to lose you. Because if I don't lose you, I'm going to say the wrong thing, and I'm going to be whole time up there, so I'm going to lose you. Excuse me. you desire to be kept, my God, a time to cast away. What a lifetime you cast some stuff away. When the last time you went in and say, I got to go in there, I got to cast some stuff away. Come on. You got to get rid of some stuff. What, in order to go where God is taking you in 2020? Everybody can't go where you going, baby. You got some people that you know they don't want to go there. Stop begging. Stop crying. Stop popping up. Let them go. Cut them. You better cut them loose. If you don't, the Holy Ghost gonna cause you to miss your season. If I were you, I said, listen here. I don't miss a whole lot of season because I want my flesh to love myself to get in the way. By 2020, I refuse to miss another season. This might be my last chance right here. I can't afford to think about trying to slip. Come on, somebody. I refuse to miss another season. I don't care what I have to do. For God, I live. For God, I die. I refuse to miss another season. Oh, my God. When is the last time you had a solid moment with God? When is the last time you begin to see and begin to stop God? When is the last time when you went into the upper room? When is the last time you spoke to God? When is the last time you were like God? Just speak back to you. Did you get solid for a moment? Jesus, my God. When the last time God released a word to you? When is the last time God said, "We're just as strong as them"? But the gift of God is eternal life. When you gonna die to sin? When you gonna die to your flesh? When you gonna die to your love? When you gonna die to your own thinking, understanding? It's not getting you. No, you better miss your season. Ooh, someone, you better stay on the boat. You better stay on the ship. I'm telling you right now, you in your due season right now. But if you ain't baby careful, you will miss your season. Stay in your place. Stay in position. Don't link to your own understanding. Don't go by what it look like. Go by what you know. Come on, somebody. Everything look good, it ain't good. Come on, somebody. You better hold fast to God. You better keep God. This is your season. If you ain't careful, you're going to miss your season. You're so close right now, missing your season. Right now, your blessing, your breakthrough, your miracle, it's right at the door. Some of us, open the door. God want to come in. He said, seek me and you shall find. Knock at the door shall be open. You ain't seeking. You ain't knocking. You ain't asking. You ain't doing nothing. Open up your mouth and decree and declare. Mine, my Lord said, the other Lord said, decree and declare.
Now, we ain't going there. You better continue preaching.
Woo! My God. Hey, what kind of seed you got in the ground? You got good seed, you got a seed in the ground? But that seed just ain't gonna do anything. If you're speaking that seed, prophesy that seed, warn that seed, ain't nothing gonna happen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord, my God. I'm telling you all, I'm so excited. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Y'all, I know about y'all. I am living burning up, y'all.
I got too much going on. Everything is working.
Yes.
In my favor.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It's working. Woo. Somebody in the house tonight is on a crane, get on yourself.
Because, you know, we want to tell people, but the Holy Ghost says, don't tell no one. He said, what you doing? What you doing? Secret out, up and reward you. We need to learn how a time to speak. And it comes to the third chapter. There's a time for everything. Make sure before you give anybody a word, pray and seek God. Say, God, it's a time for me to release this word to Pastor E. Hamilton. If it's so, God's going to have his heart ready to receive what I have for him, because God's going to let him know, Prophet Lisa, got a word for you. So his Prophet E is eagle. He went on me to call him, because God don't told him, she got a word for you. So when I call him and God say, release the word now, he going to be able to receive his son above prophesied out of season. Some of us have spoke things out of season. How can that be? Because God didn't tell you to release it yet. God didn't tell you to say it yet. You were so eager, you're so excited, you're so emotional. You spoke the word, and God didn't say, I didn't tell you to release the word not yet. That's why it didn't manifest. Because you was not obedient. What did the word of God say? You be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Come on, somebody. There's a greater glory coming in 2020. God connecting local people together. Amen. He said you got to be local zone and it be at the right place, the right time. People follow wisdom. Wisdom cries at the gate. Ask God for wisdom. If God, when shall I release this word? Shall I release this word now? Shall I wait? And you need to wait until God speaks by faith. How you going to hear God? Silence. Silence. Wait. Get into his presence. Don't move until God release you out of prayer. Some of us, we're going in, we're praying, we're not even letting God speak back to us because we so quick think about, oh, I got to go eat. I got to help get in prayer. I got to go eat. When you come before the presence of the Lord, you don't really have nothing on your mind. Become empty because I need to hear a word from God. I need him. I got to tune everything out. But some of us, we not allowing God to speak back to us. I pray, I seek God for everything. Okay, you prophesied to me, I'm going to receive it. But I'm going to still go and seek God for myself. God, I hear what they say. I hear what she said, he said, but I'm still going and say, God, I need you to speak to me yourself. Tell me if it's true what they say. I'm not saying I don't believe you, but we got the Bible say, he said, you can try in your prophecy and see line up with God. You can make sure that it's God speaking. That's why people prophesy to you. You need to be quiet. Stop all that speaking in tongues. Stop all that hollering. Stop all that screaming. Be quiet so you can hear what they're saying. You don't even know what they're saying because you're so emotional. Close your mouth. Listen. Judge the word. Coming up out of their mouth, make sure it's lined up with the 66 book. Every prophecy is not of God. Come on, somebody. You need to learn how to be silent. Listen. You better be careful who's speaking over your life. Come on, somebody. It can be termination. Could be condemned word. You don't know that person. I don't follow every prophet. I don't favor every apostle. I don't go to every revival. I don't go to every conference. I ask God, do you release me to go? I don't care who invited me to go. If God take me down, go, I don't go. Because you don't know what people are putting down. Come on, somebody. You got to be careful in your season. You're going to miss your season if you don't stay connected to God. Hear from God for yourself. Stop following all these prophets. Stop following all the apostles, the bishops. You better stop going on this Facebook. Stop going on all these lines. God told me, don't go on them. That's why I don't go on some of the lines no more. All the speaking in tongues, are you interpreting what you're saying? Come on. The Bible said you speak in tongues for 5 minutes. You're supposed to be interpreted to the body of Christ. What are you saying? Your tongues is in a touch of prayer. Your tongue is where you and God is talking one-on-one. Some people speaking in tongues to get elevated. For others. Ooh, she knows she spoke in them tongues. Ooh, girl, you hear them tongues. But did she interpret what she said? Was there an interpret? Come on. We might be got some unbelievers in the house. They don't know what you're speaking in. What you speaking in? Japanese. Japanese, Chinese, Japan. The Bible said when you speak in tongues, you're supposed to interpret what you're saying. Be careful with your tongue. I'm sorry, y'all. The word said it. You can be sound symbols, speaking all in your tongue, but you ain't walking in love. What did he say? Prophet Nathan. Come on. Nasty attitude. Come on. All them tongues, but then you can't speak to nobody. Come on. Can't nobody even touch you. You better be careful about them tongues. Don't get in trouble with them tongues. Come on. I'm sorry. People can speak in all them tongues. I hang up the phone. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what kind of spirit coming from you. Your tongue is to use in your prayer time. Your tongue is to use when you and God is connected together. It's okay to speak in tongue, but don't keep going on and on and on 5, 10 minutes. Hey, you ain't interpreting that. Oh, you speaking in tongue. Okay. Okay. I thought in tongue. Tell me, what did God show you? What did God tell you? What God saying? Tongue connects to you and God. When you intercede for somebody, you do a major warfare. Your tongue is for war. Your hand is used for war. Learn how to use your tongue in a proper way. I'm sorry, y'all, but it got to be real. God got me by speaking in tongue. I don't do a whole lot of tongue. If I do, it's about quickly. God said, okay, what you saying? All them tongues you saying, I need you to prophesy. I need you to interpret your own tongue. Come on. You since you so deep, tell people what you're saying. Think about that. Be careful. I'm not against tongue, but God still sort of means by speaking in all them tongues. He said, okay, all them tongues you said coming straight from God. I need to interpret people. He said, okay, tell them. Tell them what I'm saying. Did I say anything in all them tongues? And I said, no. He said, okay, then shut your mouth. I use my tongue in my prayer time. When I go and intercede for somebody, when I'm doing major warfare, I'm going in warfare conference. When you speak in tongues just between you and God, the devil can't understand what you're saying. He can't understand your tongue. But when you're talking in natural, he hear everything you said. The Bible says the enemy comes to choke the word out of us. Again, in my closing, there is a season for everything. Is this your season? Please, peoples of God, don't miss your season. My God, you got to be careful in 2020 who you connect yourself with. Come on, somebody. If you and a man couldn't make it, one couldn't make it, you should still be able to communicate with that person. Don't say, ain't talking to no more. You don't know. They can get saved through you. Every relationship is not to be for a commitment. It can be to help the person. My mama told me, baby, don't never burn the bridges. Because you don't know who you got to help, who got to help you. So you need to keep it, keep the communication going, but keep it as communication. Don't say, I can't talk to you no more. God say no. No, you should God say it. Or are you in your own self? Because God's love is what love does. If I love you, I'm going to still help you. God might have signed off the people to help that person to get saved, get delivered, get healed, but we don't want to do it. Come on. We don't want to finish the process. Ooh, somebody. Come on. God have a sign. People tell us what we did. We bad assignment. We don't have a miscarriage. We don't bought the baby. The baby is premature because you did not go to the 4, 9 months of carrying that baby. You told God, I can't do it. Now the baby, oh, they're premature. That baby is mentally retarded. That baby has been aborted because you told God, I can't do this assignment. Come on. But you said, I can do all things through Christ. Jesus put to me. Come on, what's your faith at? Level up. Man up. Prophet E says, man up, level up. Count up the cost. I'm going to tell you something, people of God. It's no time to play. There's no time to be wishy-washy. If you say, you need to say, say. Come on, somebody. People watching us. Come on. People's looking at us. We got to be careful. We say we're image of God. We like God. Okay, why are you not saying what God said? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Come on. Why are you not doing what God did? God went around encouraging people. He didn't condemn. He didn't tell nobody. He said, I wish that all souls be saved, but some soul ain't going to be saved, but they have a choice. When the last time you led somebody to the Lord? When the last time you went on the center prayer? My six-year-old grandbaby, she got saved last month. Lord say, lead her to the Lord's prayer in my house. God told me to lay hands on her. I'm knowing it with all. Get the Bible. She got saved last month. God said, save her now. In this generation, you better get many saved as you can. It's going to take them being saved at an early age. It's no time for they're too young. No. Stop saying they're too young. Get them now. Because if we don't get them, the world society is going to get them. I pray this word has blessed you all. It blessed me. It's encouraging me. And I know it's my season. It's my due season. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to stay in my place, stay in my position, continue to obey God, and keep my mouth closed and on the speak. When God says speak, that's what I'm going to do. If God ain't said it, I ain't said it. I'm sorry. Don't come out and don't give me no prophecy. I ain't got no prophecy for you. I ain't got no word for you. If God gave me a word for you, you shouldn't have to ask me. I'd be calling you or texting you or inboxing me. Don't ask me what the Lord is saying for you. God, if that's the case, I would have let you know. No, you ain't going to cause me to go in error. You ain't going to call me to say something that God ain't said. I'm sorry. Guess I'm north that it can't be paid for. You came back. You would not pimp my prophetic anointing. I'm not a pimp, and I'm not a prostitute. I'm a woman of God. I've been chosen by God. I've been qualified, been justified. I am God's ambassador. I'm sorry. Got to keep it real and keep it moving. This time, back into your hand, Pastor E. God bless you.
Oh, really?
It's in your hand, Pastor E.
Well, we want to open the lines up. Minister Terry, come on, you're live. Come on in. Women speak
amen.
Now.
Amen. My God, I was just over here saying, amen, I receive. But you know what, Pastor E, Prophetess Lisa, mighty woman of God, my beautiful sister, I love you. But I know she told you, Pastor E, I was waiting on you to play another song. My God. My God. Oh, my God. You know, I just had to sit here and just listen because you said so much. I said, oh, my God, I was just in the prophetess that spoke. And this, you guys, the prophet spoke this week on the line also, but I heard both of you mention some things. You can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yes, you know what? But Prophetess Lisa, I thank God for the archives because, I mean, tonight you gave so much meat, so much that we can put. I'm gonna take it. I'm going to put it in. And you, some of it, because you gave a lot of wisdom there. You were just rolling it. And I love what you said about talking in tongue. If you talk too long, like you said, that's between you and God to keep the devil
yes,
from knowing
yes,
what to talk about.
Yes,
but,
yes.
That your prophetic gift, it just came out. My God, I love you. And we appreciate what you're doing. Amen. God
amen.
Bless you,
amen.
Amen.
Love you too. Thank you so much.
Glory to God for your 6-year-old that I thought was your daughter. Amen. God bless
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's my grandbaby. Yes, ma'am, my grandbaby. Thank you.
She's beautiful too. God bless you all. You too, Pastor E.
Oh, quit. That's always.
Amen. Love you all.
Minister Carolyn Hamilton, come on in.
Praise the Lord. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you, my sister.
Praise the Lord. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That was good stuff. It my God, it actually had me over here. Like almost in tears, and it's like a whole lot of things I want to say and comment. And if you guys heard that tick, 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 ticket in my phone, that was me putting in notes in my notepad in my phone. It's a lot I could say, but you know what, sister? God ain't told me to say it out loud, so I'm going to shut up, like
mm-hmm.
you said. But one thing I do want to say is I'm thankful and I'm grateful for this teaching, and I'm over here feeling like one of the leopards, where the nine kept going and the one came back to say thank you. So I'm going to be that one to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you for that message. Thank you, Pastor Eve, for calling me. This was a word for me. It was definitely a word for me because I talk, and I need to start being more quiet and listen and be mindful of what I put in my ear and what comes out of my mouth. So it was just a blessing. All I want to do is just like Minister Terry said, is go in the archives and just keep going over this and going over it, because there's so many things that I need to get down in my system in order for me to go on. So what I really want you to know, sister, that you planted good seed in me tonight. Pastor E has been planting seed in me for the longest. It's taken a long time for it to sprout and for me to start growing, but definitely you planted it and watered tonight. So thank you.
Amen. Bless you, my sister.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I put the seed in.
Hey.
That's all I needed.
You keep pouring in.
That's our brother, y'all. That's our brother.
Amen. Aaron, go.
Keep pouring in seed.
Last 4-2-9-2-6. You're live on Women's City Now.
Blessing, Mr. Master Curtis. Woman God, I got to first say,
sir.
I apologize to you. Because for a long time, I did not believe in a woman preaching, teaching, none of that. And it took a long time. And when you said that at the beginning, I said, this message for me, I got to listen.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, so I need to apologize. And, you know, I grew up in the South, and we was always told that a woman should never be in the pulpit. So I wanted to apologize first. But it was very good, man. We got to be careful who we let plant a seed into our life.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people plant a seed in our life and they can come out and destroy us.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
then
true.
We got to be careful who watering in it. We don't let God water it. We let other people water it. And when they water and they put in all they badness in it and nothing coming out of it positive. So, you know, that's what I'm at tonight. So I ain't gonna preach tonight, Pastor.
Okay,
but I'm sorry.
Oh,
you know, it's a blessing that we can hear other people teach and preach so we can learn more. So that's all I gotta say.
Amen.
Isn't it good that he's no respecter of person?
Yes.
Well,
that's good.
That's what I'm all about.
Well,
that's good.
I heard somebody.
Me too. Somebody was saying something.
They were agreeing. Come on, anybody else out there that wants? Dial one, come on in. We got a couple more minutes. The prophetess has spoken. She say she ain't prophesying. She's agreeing. I love
Amen.
That.
Amen.
I love that. I love
Amen.
That. I love that. Amen. Amen. Well, nobody's dialing one. We got plenty of callers out there. Wait a minute, hold on. Area code 850, last 480892.
Yes, it's Evangelist Hunter. I'm a friend of Sister Lisa, more like a sister, and she has been mm-hmm. on me about getting on this prayer line. And I know that I need to get on here because my body wrestling and tussle against. Sometimes my own self, it ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. It's me.
Gotta be real.
And
gotta be real, sister.
Yeah,
come on.
So God has been really dealing with me. You know, God had allow some people to really, really hurt me. And they dropped me, and I could not figure out why they dropped me. And I'm like, Lord, what is it? And God said, I allowed them to drop you because you would have never dropped them. He said that he would do the separating, that he don't need nobody else to separate. He let the wheat and tares together. And when he gets tired, he'll do the separating. And I began to see God, like, he had his little pruning seals. You know how people prune their garden by stuff. So, God, I'm getting ready for whatever God got for me, and I want it all. And I just thank Sister Lisa. She stay at me and stay at me. I say, you know what? She is always so supportive of me. And sometimes you got to support who supports you.
That's it, sis.
I just thank God for the seed. She has sowed many seeds into my life. She has sowed the seed about love. And one thing I love about her, she don't sugarcoat nothing. She'll say, no, wait a minute, sister. That don't sound right to me. And I bow down, I humble down. But I love the seeds that she is pouring into me. And
Amen.
She is really teaching me more about my faith and more about, you know, these things, they come against me because the devil know what's in you. When God and the devil, you know, going for your soul at the same time, that's a valuable soul. Because I know the devil don't want me to do nothing for God. And God got a call on my life. And I can't give up now.
Yes. Amen.
So I'm planning on being on more often and be more obedient. And I just felt guilty not supporting her because she always supported me. I don't care. I can call her 1, 2, whatever clock in the morning. And so I just want y'all to know that I really love her, and she is truly, truly a woman of God, and she do live by what she preached to the best of her ability.
Amen.
So y'all continue to pray.
And I'm not trying to be cocky or nothing, but we already know that.
Thank you, my sister. I appreciate you. I appreciate you, my sister.
That we want to say to you is that welcome.
Thank you.
And family. He's no respecter of person. He loves us all the same, and we can all benefit by coming together. You say you love us, we love you more.
Thank you.
Have a love fight. Love you more. Love you more. I love you more. Nope. Love you more. Can't beat me. You can't beat me. You know, love you more.
Amen.
And that's what it's all about. God spoke a word to me, and he said, if you guys release the love in this world, I will heal the land.
Yes.
Wow.
That's good. We gotta love each other. But the love
gotta
you
love
more
each
challenge
other.
Is you can't love me more than I can love you. I'm gonna give you everything I got.
Amen. And I was just telling
God that we wanna be one. He said he's coming back for one church without spot.
One
church. Don't you know that? Love.
Lord. Yes.
I love you more. Lisa,
and that's what God was telling
me.
He said, we can say it with our lips.
Love you more.
Say it with your heart.
No. Love you more. Nope. I had people double teaming me on the broadcast today.
So
it has to be a single love fight. One on one love fight. You can't double up. That sound you just made, that was like you got a taste of it. That tastes good. Oh, I love you more.
That tastes good. She can tell you
love
what
you
God brought
me. More.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Come on, we got a couple more minutes.
That's
anybody
good.
Else want to get the conversation? Dial one. Other than that, Providence, go ahead and get us out of here. Pray us out.
Amen.
I just want to release word to Minister Carolyn. The Spirit of the Lord told me to tell her that God said within the next 3 months, Minister Carolyn, he said, if you be silent before God, every promise, everything that you had asked God for, he said, in the next 3 months, if you be silent and do what God say, and don't, if whatever God tell you to do it. If he says tell you to lay before him, do it. When the next 3 months, God said, if you be silent, God is about to supernatural blow your mind. Amen. That's a miracle. That's something that you have put before God. And it seems like it has been held up. But I hear the Holy Ghost say, it might be delayed, but it shall not be denied, says the Lord. Amen. That's what the word of the Lord say. Amen. I just want to say to Minister Curtis, man of God, since you said that tonight about how you was once against women's ministry, but tonight you had to repent, God said, because you humble yourself down as a man of God and you say, I will respect women. Come on, somebody. See, we got to keep it real. See, come on, somebody. See, like he said, there's a whole lot of more men out there right now. Don't believe in women's preacher. But he said, this man of God have enough. He repent, open, and say, forgive me. See, let me tell you, just one word can change the whole atmosphere. Just one word can bring a mother to deliver. One word can heal the land. But you got to learn how to get yourself out the way. It ain't about in the Bible that God said he has no respect of a person. Come on, somebody. So God said whoever he chooses, he qualifies. So, man of God, since you repent tonight, God said whatever you've been praying God for, the Lord said there's a turnaround for you. My God of Zion, God is going to release some things to you, some things you've been asking God for. You've been saying, God, give me more wisdom. God, give me more wisdom. God said he's going to download you. Man of God, Milton Curtin, the Holy Ghost said, get ready. You've been through a whole lot of stuff. My God, you've been through some hurt, some disappointment. I heard the Lord say you've been rejected by a whole lot of people. Said they had your bite, but they didn't have your bite. But I hear the Holy Ghost say he's giving to download you. He said, this your season. Mr. Curtis, this your season, man of God. Stay in place. Stay in position. Don't come out. Don't miss it. Don't miss the season. Stay connected.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I'm going to serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything
I can do
that I can.
Forever, I'm going to need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory. I love you.
Father, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it. Can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Man on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn, man.
You know, you have to thank God saved me. High out your own drugs and wilding out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
You. I just want to serve you. I just want to be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you,